today we're here to present our views of what happened in 2017. 2017, my community, we faced the largest fire season up till that date and time. And we faced many fires throughout our throughout our lives in the Chilcotin. 85-90% of our trees are lodgepole pine, and they're if you read up on lodgepole pine, that's the first thing it says is it's prone for fires. It depends on fires. But we live in a fire zone. All we have, our nation, our elders, generation after generation, kids growing up, we hear our grandparents talking about fighting fire on horseback, hauling buckets of water from the river up to out to the fires. You know, my first job at 14 years old, I fought fire. 2003, the Chilco fire, flew that fire many times. Chopper. 2009, we evacuated. 2010, we evacuated. We said we would never do that again. We trained a lot of our people to fight. We know how to fight already. But today's day and age, you got to meet regulation, government, not our government regulation, but because we got provincial and federal government relations we have to adhere to. We get all our members passed, certified, make sure all our equipment, our trucks are all proper. We trained 400 firefighters leading up to the 2017 fires. Our CMP officer wanted to enforce the evacuation order, came into my community. He said, we aren't leaving. Well, and we respect your decision to inform us, but we're here to tell you we're not leaving. We've seen how they managed fires 2009-2010. We were evacuated in Williams Lake. We watched their decisions over and over and over again. We said, we can do better than that. We did whatever. So when the RCMP came, but we're not. The RCMP officer came and, well, in that case, we'll put up roadblocks on the outside of your community. You said, do what you have to do. We're not here. We want to be fighting with you. Or do what you have to. We know you have responsibility. And he said, well, in that case, children in your community aren't able to make decisions for themselves. So we're going to bring the ministry in, and we're going to take your kids. I said, well, if you're going to do that, then we'll put up roadblocks on the inside of your roadblocks. He looked at me and said, your roadblock won't slow us down. Said, they may not slow us down, but bullets flying past your head, you'll definitely turn around. I said, I told him, before you get any further, maybe you better stop right there, go back to your RCMP building, talk to your RCMP lawyers. Because what you'll find out is that the evacuation order does not apply on Indian Reserve land unless Chief and Council sign up. We learned that. And we have 2009, 2010, all the stress and everything that it would be irresponsible for us not to do our own research and investigate what are our options. We do that. We research the crap out of everything. One of the reasons why we're one of the only First Nations, the only First Nation to win Aboriginal title in Canada or anywhere in the world. You're going to be looking after and taking responsibility of your nation, your people. You better do that. And we documented it. We had environmental, emergency response policies. Just 3 months before that, as my community, we went through our list. Everybody that had a heart condition, we updated that. Everybody that had asthma, we updated that. You know, when that virus hit, people automatically assume that we don't know what we're doing. The other communities followed CRD. They evacuated their members to Williams Lake. We didn't. Just because we stayed doesn't mean our whole community stayed. Only 35% of our people stayed behind. Only the people that had the ability to fight fire stayed behind. If you didn't, and all those people that had heart condition, all that, we shipped them all off to Abbotsford. In times like that, you move your people as far away from that location as you can. You want to see really messed up people, you go look at the people CRD was responsible for. Those members that had to be evacuated and were evacuated to Williams and then evacuated again. Now that, and I believe, and we have utmost confidence in our ability. Not one individual got hurt, not one individual got killed. We take a lot of pride in that. That was an act of government. Two things I wanted. Number one, I want an accountant on staff. My whole career, I've been responsible for organizations, looking after finances of organizations. I said every last expenditure that we make, every last check that we make, I want it to be and be documented as if we were going into a forensic audit. Every level of government is going to question us on all of our finances, so I want to be prepared. I want every last thing. Everything that's donated to us, everything that we purchased has to be documented and very clearly marked, number one. Number two, we better bring somebody in to document our experience because we're not going to be dependent on BC to do a firestorm report. The firestorm report that they did, the team never even contacted me. We got no call from them. But that's all right. We've got our own. We'll do our own report. We don't need them. They want to hide our what happened to us and by not including us in their firestorm. Well, we got one our own here. And this will happen every time something like this happens. We've learned in winning Aboriginal title, all of that stuff, we're going to document. We're going to put it. You guys like paperwork? We'll give you paperwork. Our experience is how we manage this and is what we expect. Being First Nation in this country today is not an easy thing. We have to adhere to our own Indigenous ways of doing things and be respectful. But then we have to accommodate to INAC and Forest Service and all of that. They collect all the money that they make off of our lands and then control that money. And we're placed in situations where we're fighting, arguing, trying to just claw a little bit of that just so that we can look after our own people. No, that won't happen. And if we're not heard, we're not listened to, the next major big fire, we won't. We'll just tell Forest Service and everybody else, stay the hell out. That RCMP came in, I thought that was a blessing. So when he threatened to take our kids and we end up going, made it on every newspaper across Canada, that was the best thing that could have happened to the Chilcotin. Keeping the heat on the Chilcotin. That drew a lot of resources into the Chilcotin we would have never received. Chilcotin's the most forgotten region in British Columbia. If we didn't do that, we wouldn't have seen half the resources come into the Chilcotin. Kelowna fires, boy, little grass fire they had down there. Hell, water bomber after water bomber. Like, what a joke. You know, so that has to change. The management, global warming's here, whether you like it or not. You better be prepared. That's my message. Right now, today, there's not one training facility for emergency response anywhere in British Columbia. We want that established. We want an evacuation center established. My community, for what we've done and what we went through, all the experience we have, we want to build an evacuation center. Communities, First Nations throughout British Columbia, we don't want them going into big gymnasiums, other non-Indigenous communities and have to eat non-Aboriginal. Our people live on a very simple diet. Salmon and rice, meat and potatoes, no spices, no whatever. We have to adhere to that. We know their customs. We know their how they think. We want to, those are the things that we have to start planning for. And if anyone thinks global warming isn't here, they're fooled. So we better be prepared. That's what this is about. And we're here to push that envelope, and we will continue to do so.